That is, how could something that is not be known? Then are we satisfied of this, however many ways we might examine it, that what completely is completely knowable, and what in no way is in every way unknowable? Most fully satisfied. Good. Now if something is so constituted as both to be and not to be, would it not lie between what purely is and what in no way is, between them? Then since knowledge is set over what is, and ignorance necessarily over what is not, over this in between we must seek something in between ignorance and knowledge, if there happens to be such a thing? Certainly. Now do we say opinion is something? Of course. A power different from knowledge or the same? Different. Then opinion is set over one thing and knowledge over another, each according to its own power. Just so. And knowledge is by nature set over what is, to know how what is. But rather, it seems to me necessary to draw a distinction first. How? We shall say that powers are a certain class of beings by which we can do what we can do, we and everything else that whatever it can do, this is what I mean by calling sight and hearing faculties, if indeed you understand the kind of thing I want to say. I do understand, he said. Then hear what I think about them. Of a faculty I see neither color nor shape nor anything of that sort, as I do of many other things, by looking at which I distinguish some things from others in my own mind. Of a faculty I look only to this, what it is set over, and what it accomplishes, and it is by this that I have called each of them a faculty. The one that is set over the same thing and accomplishes the same thing I call the same faculty, and the one set over something different and accomplishing something different I call a different one. And what about you? How do you do it? The same way, he said. Come back here then, my excellent friend. I said, knowledge, do you say it is a certain faculty, or in what class do you place it? In this one, he said, the most powerful of all faculties. And opinion, shall we put it in the class of faculty, or in some other kind? By no means, he said, for that by which we are able to opine is nothing other than opinion. But surely just a moment ago you agreed that knowledge and opinion are not the same thing. How could anyone with any sense, he said, take the infallible to be the same as the fallible? Well said, I replied, and it is clear that opinion is agreed by us to be something other than knowledge. Something other. Then each of them, being different, is by nature set over something different, necessarily. Knowledge, surely, is set over that which is, to know it. As it is, yes. And opinion, we say, opines. Yes. Does it know the very same thing that knowledge knows? And will the knowable and the opinable be the same thing, or is that impossible? Impossible, he said, on the basis of what we have agreed. If a different faculty is by nature set over a different thing, and both of these are faculties, opinion and knowledge, each different from the other, as we say, then it follows from this that the knowable and the opinable cannot be the same. So if that which is knowable, would not the opinable be something other than that which is? Something else. Does one then opine what is not, or is it impossible even to opine what is not at all? Consider this. Does not one who opines direct his opinion toward something, or is it possible to opine, yet to opine nothing? Impossible. But rather one who opines some one thing. Does he not? Yes, but surely what is not could most correctly be called not some one thing but nothing at all. Quite so. And to what is not we assigned ignorance of necessity, and to what is knowledge? Rightly, he said. Then one does not opine either what is or what is not. Number, then opinion would be neither ignorance nor knowledge? It seems not. Is it then outside these, exceeding either knowledge in clarity or ignorance in obscurity? Neither. But does opinion, I said, appear to you darker than knowledge, yet brighter than ignorance? Yes, much so, he said. And does it lie within the bounds of both? Yes. Then opinion would be something between these two. Quite so indeed. Did we not say earlier that if something should appear to be at once both being and not being, such a thing would lie between that which purely is and that which in every way is not, and that neither knowledge nor ignorance would be set over it, but rather that which appears between ignorance and knowledge? Rightly. And now there has appeared between these two the thing we call opinion. It has appeared. It remains for us, it seems, to find that thing which partakes of both, of being and of not being, and which could not rightly be called purely either one, so that, if it should appear, we may in justice call it the opinable, assigning the extremes to the extremes and the intermediate to the intermediate. Is that not so? It is so. These points being laid down, let him speak, I shall say, and let him answer me, that good man who believes there is no beauty itself, no form of beauty itself ever. Remaining the same in the same respects, but believes instead that there are many beautiful things, that lover of spectacles who cannot stand it when anyone claims that beauty is a single thing, and justice likewise, and the rest in the same way. For of these many beautiful things, my excellent friend, we shall say, is there one that will not also appear ugly? And of the just things, one that will not appear unjust. And of the holy things, one that will not appear unholy. No, he said, rather it is necessary that they appear in some way both beautiful and ugly, and likewise for all the other things you ask about. And what of the many things that are double? Do they appear any less halves than doubles? Not at all. And great things and small, light and heavy, will they be called any more by the names we give them than by their opposites? No, he said, each will always partake of both. Then is each. Of the many things this, which one might say it is, more than it is not. It resembles, he said, those double-edged jokes at feasts, and the children's riddle about the eunuch and the bat, about what and with what he is said to have struck it, for these two admit of both, and none of them can be firmly conceived as either being or not being, neither both nor neither. Do you then, I said, have anything to do with them, or any better place to put them than the position between being and not being? For surely they will not appear darker than not being so as to be more not being, nor brighter than being so as to be more being. Very true, he said. We have found, it seems then, that the many conventional beliefs of the many about the beautiful and about the rest roll about somewhere between what is not and what purely is. We have found that. And we agreed beforehand that if something of this sort should appear, it must be called opinable, not knowable, the wandering intermediate thing caught by the intermediate faculty. We have agreed. Then those who look upon the many beautiful things, but do not see the beautiful itself, nor are able to follow another who leads them to it, and who see the many just things but not justice itself, and so with everything else, these, we shall say, opine all things but know nothing of what they opine. Necessarily, he said. And what of those, in turn, who look upon each thing itself, ever the same in the same respects? Do they not know, rather than opine? This too is necessary. Then shall we not say that these love and cherish the things over which there is knowledge, and those the things over which there is opinion? Or do we not remember that we said the latter love and gaze upon beautiful sounds and colors and such things, but cannot bear it said that the beautiful itself is anything real? We remember. Would we strike a false note, then, if we named them opinion lovers instead of wisdom lovers? And will they be very angry with us if we speak this way? No, not if they are persuaded by me, he said, for it is not right to be angry at the truth. So the name for those who embrace each thing that is in itself is philosophers, wisdom lovers, and opinion lovers is not their name. Absolutely.